This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking to a guy that I have known for a long time. I'm not going to say years and years and years because that puts both of us at at that age.
It does.
But anyway, Steve Arkway, who was the host on the morning show here at WLAN for a number of years and, of course, a sports director. And then when he retired from the morning show and as a full-time sports director, came to part-time. And now Steve is retiring from the part-time aspect of sports reporting. And Steve, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate being here. It's the radio studio. I haven't been in one of these in a long time. What does this button do over here? I could probably figure it out.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's like getting it back on a bicycle again, yeah. You know, Steve.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, you have had a very extensive career, not only just in broadcasting, because with broadcasting was, what, 52 years?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
But you also, that also includes your time, though, of doing a lot of sports reporting, too. And I think that even started when you first came into WLAN, and I came in just right after you.
I know, we came in together just
about. Yeah, just about. But the thing is, I think that even started there when you did some sports reporting too, didn't you?
I did. In fact, I was still very green behind the ears, as they say, when I started doing football with Jim Bills for Hudson Tigers. I had just started working here.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do those games in addition to the other games of the week. But Hudson was on a roll, and the ownership and management here said, we got to cover Hudson. You know, you want to do their games? So I said, yeah, heck yeah. So I kind of cut my teeth doing that with Jim. And, you know, and then we got to see them with a 72-game national record winning streak. So that's how I kind of got started, which is pretty cool.
Well, you know, pretty cool way to start off,
too,
and it's, you know, having to cover, you know, such a winning season with the Hudson Tigers, too.
Yeah, that was quite an experience. I could go into a lot of details about some strange stories and things with that for another time.
All right, that sounds
good.
We'll
save that.
But you have had a lot of great experiences throughout your sports reporting and being sports director. And I'm sure there's a lot of highlights that you can think of. But, you know, I know that being that you're a graduate of Adrian College, and that's been near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
And with a lot, not only with Adrian College, because you did Adrian College football there for a while, too.
15 years with Mark Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, you
traveled with a team and everything.
And a lot of great years with that, too. I mean, a lot of winning seasons with them, too.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. The bus rides, getting to know the team and the coaches, and just the whole experience of staying overnight with the group and kind of behind the scenes type stuff was pretty special.
Yeah.
I've been really blessed that way. And a lot of the coaches I'm friends with now, even though I don't get to interview them anymore, but we stay in touch. You know, they become people that I'm really close to.
Yeah.
So that's an added benefit.
Well, I'm sure it is. And I'm sure with the time that when you were sports director, too, that you got to talk to a lot of the coaches around the county.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, and develop relationships with them, too.
Yeah, that's right. And I tried to go the extra mile sometimes, I guess. Going to lunch, breakfast, get to know them a little bit, know about their families, let them get to know me. And I find, well, as you know, Dale, radio is a personal business.
Yes.
You know, it's personal contact with people.
Yeah.
And developing relationships, and that's what I tried to do. So sometimes I think that helped me in an interview where they're just talking to Steve, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, oh, gosh. What did I say? You know, should I have said it that way? I said, it's up to you. But they kind of let their guard down, you know, because they're just talking to me.
So yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, they feel that they have that one-on-one relationship with you, too.
Yeah, that's what I tried to strive for.
Yeah.
So, in fact, one thing that I always remember is I got an award one year, and it wasn't what I did. It was what the coach did that I was interviewing.
Yeah.
Because I asked him a question, and he said, well, yeah. He said, would you bug our locker room or something? I said, no. But I used that in the story, and somebody here at the station said, oh, that's got to be an MAB injury. And
yeah.
Sure enough.
It did.
So I got a copy of the award and gave it to the coach, too.
If
you hadn't said that, you know, that would have been just another story.
That's right.
But it was pretty cool.
That's right. You have interviewed a lot of, we mentioned about coaches, not only here in the county, but of course at Adrian College too. But I'm sure you had the opportunity and the ability to go and talk to some of the coaches that are, you know, that step up, like, for example, University of Michigan.
Yes.
And Michigan State too, I think. You
yep.
did too,
I
right?
I have, uh-huh, in the past.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind. Lori and I were on vacation in Florida, and I said, you know what? The Tigers are home. I said, let me see if I can get a media pass. And she said, okay. And she goes, I don't have to go. I can't remember if she went or not. I think she went with one of our friends down there. But I got a media pass anyway, and I got to interview a guy who is going to be the starter. He was just announced as a starter for the Tiger opener.
Oh, wow.
And I got to go meet him and interview him. His name is Justin Verlander.
Oh, wow.
And he was, I mean, he was just a rookie.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So I called the station. I said, hey, I got an interview for you. And they said, oh, okay, who? And I said, Verlander. They said, what? How'd you get that? I said, right place, right time.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was pretty cool.
Well, talking about the Tigers, you mm-hmm. were also able to go and talk to some pretty famous managers of the Tiger realm, too.
The one that comes to mind, though, was not a manager. It was Ernie Harwell.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I knew that you had talked to him. Yeah.
Sitting right here in the studio. Dale, I was so nervous.
I bet.
I don't get nervous very often, but I asked the college if it was okay if I could do a pre-interview because he was going to come and plug his book
uh-huh.
and raise money for the baseball team.
Sure.
And they said, sure, we can set that up. Well, they gave me his home phone number.
Oh, wow.
And said, yeah, call him. He's expecting you at whatever time, 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I've got Ernie Harwell's phone number. So I'm going, guess whose phone number this is, everybody? You know, Ernie Harwell's. And that was so cool. He answered the phone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ernie? And he said, is this Mr. Barkway? And I go, oh, my gosh.
He called you Mr.
Yes,
Barkway.
Yes, I'm in heaven, you know. So that was something special. But, yes, Leland. Talked to Leland a couple times. Never did get a chance to talk to Sparky. But Leland was always the gruff guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jerry used to do an impersonation of him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I remember that very well. But around kids, Leland would be just he would melt.
I bet.
Around kids.
I bet.
But with the media, he's a big, tough guy.
Yeah.
But just to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, I've been very blessed that way.
Other things in your broadcasting, your sports broadcasting career, Steve, are there other things that stand out in your mind?
MIS.
That's right. And, you know, we were doing the helicopter, the traffic reports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were in the helicopter.
Did that for 5 years.
Yeah.
I know. When we worked out with the station to do a network, actually, a traffic network, we ended up with a meeting. And I asked the question, so who's going to be up in the chopper? And everybody looks at me. And I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, I've never been up in a helicopter. And they said, well, you're local. You know the roads. I said, well, not that well. And they said, well, you will. And I said, yeah, if I'm up there, I better do my homework. But that was an experience in itself. And then, of course, you know, interviewing, you know, the Earnhardts and the Petties. I mean, the king himself.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
One guy that got me really good on the ear, though, got me. I asked a question, and he went with it. It was Darrell Waltrip.
Oh, okay.
Character.
Yeah, yeah.
Pickup trucks were just starting to do the racing scene. So, live on the air, because we were doing a remote out there.
Yeah.
I said, well, Daryl, you know, now that you're driving both, I said, what's the difference between, you know, the truck and driving a standard stock car? And he said, well, the deer rack gets in the way. And I said, oh, okay. And he starts laughing. He goes, gotcha, didn't I? I said, yeah, I walked right into that.
Steve, in the time that we have remaining, let's bring you up a little bit closer to the present, because
sure.
I know there's a lot of things that you really had a lot of fun, and I'm sure you're going to remember. And it's, of course, with the Adrian hockey teams, both
Absolutely.
Men and women.
Yes.
And they provided a lot of great stuff for you.
I just had breakfast with some of them this morning.
No kidding.
So, yeah, like I said, I stay in touch with them. But, yeah, absolutely. I was just introduced to Dr. Docking at Adrian College before hockey got there. And we ended our conversation, and he goes, well, wait a second. He goes, being a local guy in radio and everything, he said, you'd be good to ask this. He said, what do you think if we brought hockey to Adrian? And, of course, my response was, well, I don't know. Nobody's, you know, done that in a small school like this. And he said, exactly.
And yeah.
Okay, he's taking a whole different route than I was thinking. And what did I know, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, very successful program, and I'm still in touch with all the coaches that have been a part of that, too, and the players. It's so important to me.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be doing some stuff with them in the future. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, let's talk about that ride with the Tecumseh girls basketball team.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wasn't that amazing?
Well, you might remember I coached softball for a long time.
Yeah.
Five of those girls on this team played for me on my last year as a JV softball coach. So I'm pretty close to them, too. And I told them at one time, I said, you got a chance to win a volleyball title, a softball title, and a basketball title, obviously. And that was 3 years ago.
Wow.
And, yeah, to have the ride that they had and to see, you know, the success come to all the people that worked so hard to make that happen, very gratifying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Steve, what are you going to be doing now? Now that you're going to be retiring – doing part-time sports.
I'm keeping busy. Well, you know, my hours have changed, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't get up as early as I used to.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, and I don't.
I'm just kidding.
And I actually get to watch late-night TV. In fact, when did Johnny Carson retire from the Tonight Show? I'm looking for Johnny. He's not on there anymore.
Yeah.
But I've got 6 grandkids. Still involved in Little League. I'm going to be doing some things for AC.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay busy.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
Yeah.
And I know you've been, you know, helping out with, you know, doing, you know, announcing for the different...
public address announcing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's become a kind of a passion for me now, too. I just got done doing the high school boys basketball game that was held at Madison High School.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was the first ever. And they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, yeah, heck yeah. And so that keeps me really busy, too. And I'm doing some things for both Tecumseh and Onsted on the PA side. So,
cool. Yeah, you're going to stay busy then.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll keep your hand in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to chase me away.
No. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we've been known each other for a long time.
We've been
friends for a long time.
We still are. Yep.
Good friends, that's for sure. And much success in your full retirement now, which doesn't sound like it's going to be anything but lazy. You're going to be quite busy anyway, especially with the grandkids.
The lazy part is going to be up north camping. I'm going to do more camping.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Leadington, right?
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
Yeah, see, Dale knows me very well.
Yeah, I do. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for the work and the awards that you had received and gotten for the station, too, with your sports reporting and your sports cast. And thank you so much for all that you have done.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it. And thanks to everybody out there. It wouldn't be possible without the sponsors and listeners, too. So,
absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Steve Arkway. Retiring full-time now. And but we'll keep in touch.
That's right.
We'll keep in touch.
What does that button do, Dale?
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.